This is New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.
Welcome to part one of the New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development podcast series describing the city's affordable housing lottery process. My name is Karina Rodriguez, and today I'll be talking with Joe Torres, Director of Marketing for the city's Department of Housing Preservation and Development, also known as HPD, together with its sister agency, the New York City Housing Development Corporation, or HDC. HPD develops apartments, co-ops, condos, and homes all over the city. This housing is then rented and sold to qualified tenants through an open lottery system. Most buildings and houses these agencies renovate or build are subsidized by one or more sources of public funding. As a result, they have eligibility requirements in terms of income and family size. Joe, how do HPD and HDC rent and sell units?
Well, Karina, we work with real estate professionals and community sponsors who market specific units in accordance with the various affordable housing program guidelines. While we may not rent or sell these units directly, we do sponsor thousands of affordable units each year.
So how can the public find out what's currently available?
The easiest way is to log on to our agency website at www.nyc.gov/HPD and click on the Home Buyers or the Apartment Seekers tabs located on the left-hand side of the page. There you can see what developments are now accepting applications and if you may be eligible for a unit. If you don't have access to the internet, you can also call 212-863-5610 for information. Bear in mind that all the units are rented and sold through a lottery system, and this process can take as long as 6 to 8 months to complete.
Okay, so let's say I seem to qualify for a property and I like the location. How would I apply?
Directions on how to apply are contained in the specific listing. Generally speaking, applications must be requested from the developer either by mail or online, must be returned by regular mail to the post office listed on the application, and must be postmarked by the stated deadline.
What's the selection process like?
Well, since the affordable housing programs are subsidized by government funds, we require that prospective renters and buyers work through an open lottery system to ensure the fair and equitable distribution of housing to eligible applicants. And I should stress that only one application per household may be submitted to each lottery. Duplicate applications will result in disqualification. Of course, you can apply to as many different projects as you want. In fact, the more you apply, the better your chances of selection.
Is there an application or broker's fee?
No, there are no application or broker's fees for any HPD, HDC financed low-income apartments. For HPD, HDC financed middle-income apartments, if you apply during the lottery process, you do not have to pay a broker's fee. However, with certain programs, if apartments remain unoccupied after the lottery process, the owner may hire a broker to help rent these apartments. If you apply for the apartment through this broker, you may be required to pay a broker's fee of no more than one half of 1 month's rent.
How does the lottery process work?
Well, Karina, applications are randomly selected, numbered, and recorded one by one on a lottery log sheet. The developer or managing agent will then review each logged applicant and determine eligibility based on the information provided on the application. If you appear eligible, you will be contacted for an interview via the method you selected on your application.
Okay, let's say I'm chosen in the lottery. What will I need to bring to the interview?
You'll be required to provide materials that support your application. These materials may include pay stubs, tax records, personal identification, rental subsidy documentation, etc. Please confirm with the managing agent which documents you'll need to bring to the interview.
Could I end up on a waiting list?
You might. If a unit becomes available after the close of the lottery, the developer managing agent will offer the apartment to applicants on a waiting list from the original lottery. If you are on a waiting list, you may be periodically required to renew your status with the managing agent. However, You should be aware that your eligibility to rent one of these units is determined by your income and family size at the time you are offered the apartment. So if either one changes, you may no longer be eligible to receive that particular unit.
Well, Joe, thanks for taking a few minutes to explain to our listeners how the city's affordable housing lottery process works. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to this HPD podcast. In part two of the series, we'll be talking a bit more about how household income is determined and how the various preferences play out in the lottery process. Also, please check out our other podcasts, such as those on resolving housing code violations, no and low-cost energy saving around your home, and keeping your home safe from environmental hazards.
You've been listening to New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.
Directions on how to apply are contained in the specific listing. Generally speaking, applications must be requested from the developer, either by mail or online, must be returned by regular mail to the post office box listed on the application, and must be postmarked by the stated deadline.